for these songs that have focused us on Jesus. You know, in today's Sunday school lesson, or as we're studying here in the life of Abraham and God's dealing with Abraham and with his people, I believe it's a very important time for us to understand well. And I certainly don't claim to understand it, but I'm hoping that in this time we will have a curiosity about what covenant relationship means. You know, our God is a missionary God. He wants relationship with his people. And so in today's lesson, we again have a time of God making a covenant with Abraham. Don't worry, teachers, I won't talk a lot about today's lesson specifically. Rather, I'm interested in looking at a number of scriptures that talk about God's covenant with his people. You know, God's first covenant with man was in the Garden of Eden, when he created a perfect world, perfect man, and he was going to provide perfectly for man. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." So the covenant was broken, as we know, through the fall and the curse. Then God, and of course, then man became sinful. There was the Tower of Babel, when man said, "Hey, let's work together and make something that is really big." And God didn't like the direction this was going. And he'd already dealt with sinful man once through the flood. And then he dealt with the Tower of Babel by confusing their languages. And so we have the story of the flood and Noah. And then Noah comes out of the ark. And in Genesis 9:1, God says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth." And he goes on then and promises the rainbow. And it says, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, "This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth." Then we move to the covenant that God made with Abraham. You know, God had confused the languages at the Tower of Babel. And someone has suggested that perhaps God decided to use a strategy of divide and conquer. He would divide the world into many languages, and perhaps those could be conquered one language at a time. I'm not sure how that all is. I'm curious about that. But God picks Abraham, and he says, "Of you, I will make a seed." We studied this recently. Now, the Lord said in chapter 12 of Genesis, the Lord had said unto Abraham, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abraham departed, and he followed the Lord. Well, then we have the covenant in today's lesson, chapter 15. In chapter 17, we have Abraham and the covenant of circumcision. When he was 99, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly." And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee." And then later in that chapter, he talks about how he's going to establish his covenant with through Isaac. And we have the story then as was told to Joshua. Just a quick recap, Joshua 24. And Joshua said to all this, and Joshua, I'll start with verse 1, Joshua 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your fathers lived beyond the Euphrates, Terah, the father of Abraham and of Nahor, and they served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan, and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac. And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. And I gave Esau the hill country of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron. And I plagued Egypt with what I did in the midst of it. And afterward I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And you came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. And when they cried to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and made the sea come upon them and cover them, and your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness a long time." And then Joshua puts the question to them, who will you serve? Are you going to serve the Lord God, or aren't you? Joshua made a covenant with people that day and put in place statutes and rules for them at Shechem, because they had said, "The Lord our God we will serve." Well, we see just a number of ways in which the covenant was renewed. Asa did it in his time. Hezekiah did it. We have the Psalms that recaps God's covenant with his people. And if we fast forward now to the New Testament, we have in Acts where after the healing of the lame man that Peter preached, and in the very essence of this message, he talks about Moses and the prophets, and he says, "You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.' God, having raised up his servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you away from your wickedness." And this, the covenants that God made with his people, I see as the gospel according to the Old Testament. And we see this then it creates the framework then for what happens in the New Testament. But then I guess that will be need to be for another time. Shall we deal for prayer? Our gracious God and Father, we rejoice in the plan of salvation that you have made for man, all the way from the fall in the garden to through the covenants that you made with your chosen men through the ages, and which was then consummated in the death on the cross for us. Gracious Father, I just pray that you would give us a curiosity that helps us to better understand your heart, your missionary heart for all peoples, and how that through Abraham you determined that all the families of the earth should be blessed. Thank you that we can be a part of that today. And so we ask that you would guide us in our worship and help us to worship you as the true and living God, and to serve you faithfully with what we know and can do now. So bless this time of worship, we pray, through Jesus.